Hey, welcome back to another episode of the KyleCast. This week, episode 12, and we're reviewing episode 33 of Dragon Ball Super. What did you think?
I thought it was really good, actually.
Yeah.
Well, animation aside.
I watched it in, like, 1080p, so it looked really good. But I know what you mean. Like, it's just not as, like, the old style is still nicer, I'd say.
It was really bad. Like, most of Goku's attacks were, like, 2 or 3 frames.
I know, man. And just, like, all they keep doing is the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Like, I know. It's like it's Hokuto no Ken or something. Like, it's crazy.
I've started to know. Yeah, I thought, like, halfway through, I was like, man, this kind of sounds a little bit like, I don't know, maybe JoJo or something like that. So, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. Kenshiro really needs to show up sometime.
Maybe he's going to be, like, the god of, like, another universe.
Yeah, no, purple guy's transformation. He's going to turn into Kenshiro.
Man, that'd be so weird. He looks like a Namek, though, dude, still.
I'm actually really disappointed with Universe 6 so far, though.
Yeah, same.
Like, after seeing both, you know, Frost and Yellow Bear, you're like, man, these guys are super weak.
You mean,
obviously,
You mean Botamo.
What, the purple guy? Or oh, the yellow guy.
Yeah, Botamo. Bear. Yeah, the bear.
He's weak. Frost is super weak.
Well, the thing is, Botamo, she is probably not weak at all. It's just the thing is that, like, Goku got him off his guard, right? He's like, he said it himself. He's like, if this was a real match, I would have lost. And it's
no,
true. I think
Frost
lost.
Is super weak. Like,
Frost is garbage.
And clearly, the Saiyan is going to be crap, too. He can't even go Super Saiyan. Like,
well, we don't know. We don't know. But I think the whole thing is, I think we were right. Something's going to lead up to something, and it has to come down to hit.
Oh, clearly, Universe 7 is an evil universe compared to Universe 6, so I'm really looking forward to Beerus' reveal.
What do you mean?
Well, look, the Saiyans are super good in Universe 6. Frost is super good in Universe 6.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just Universe 7 seems like the evil twin to Universe 6.
Yeah, it's true. It really does, yeah. Except we don't know what's going on with Hit. Maybe Hit will be the same as Vegeta. Maybe the Nameks are super evil in that one.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's possible. But, so yeah, what happened this episode was essentially they started the battle. Goku took on Botamo. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
He was attacking Botamo, and all of his attacks are pretty much nullified. And, yeah, Botamo, like, kind of, like, does, like, a big bouncy ball attack and, you know, throws his weight around, essentially. And,
I don't even know how to describe it. Like, there's no real need to give a blow-by-blow.
Yeah.
But it's... Okay, I gotta talk about Goku for a second.
Yeah.
When did Goku become this stupid?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the series has changed a lot. Goku would have, like, I don't know. I just
Goku
think they
would
have to fit the
he would have beat Botamo easily. Like, Frieza Saga, Goku, he would have been like, oh, I can't hit him directly. I gotta think of something else.
Yeah.
He would just keep trying it. Like, oh, it's so dumb.
I just think he thinks he's so strong now that, like, nothing can touch him.
Yeah, that's it. It's not the writing or anything.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's totally all Goku's fault, you know. A fictional character's fault, yeah. But, no, so, I mean, like, the episode at the beginning, you see him fight Botamo. He beats Botamo by picking him by the legs and pretty much throwing him out. And then Goku takes on Frost, which was, like, the big headliner of the whole episode, which was a good... It was fun. It was cool.
So excited. And then, Frost is so weak.
Yeah. Yeah, Frost is extremely weak.
So, like, I like how Goku goes Super Saiyan 1, and he's like, okay, this is nothing.
Yeah, do you like how he stopped that, like, that giant barrage of attacks and he just, boom, grabs his fist and I was like, wow.
It was cool. I mean, a part of me is like, you know, fight. But at the same time, you're like, he's only Super Saiyan 1. He's not even Super Saiyan God.
Also,
he's not Super Saiyan 2.
Also, Frost is probably going to be an important character because they gave a little bit of a backstory to him.
I love how he's actually Frieza's voice actor for him, though.
Yeah, it's what's it, Ryusei Nakano or whatever his name is. It's the old dude. Ryusei Nakao or something like that. Yeah, he's the guy who's playing it. So he's like, oh, his voice even sounds the same.
That's I know. Hilarious. I felt like I had a connection with the rest of the cast where you just can't quite trust him.
Yeah.
And then his fourth form, I was really excited for it. I'm like, oh, he's blue and he's gonna be cool. And it looks worse than Frieza.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I thought it was cool. It looks like he's wearing pants.
Yeah, no.
He looks like he's wearing, like, black pants. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Well,
but
I mean, with Xenoverse and stuff, it revealed that a lot of Frieza's race are just wearing armor. But I liked thinking that, you know, well, I mean, Frieza has, like, these weird cuffs. Yeah. But he looked like an alien. He was, you know, he wasn't wearing clothes. He was just a creature.
Yeah, that's what, it's cool, because it kind of, like, shows him going from, like, I don't know, like, something from hell into, like, some kind of a weird beast thingy into, like, an alien thing, and then back into, like, a perfect, like, human form, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I liked about him. But I was surprised to see Frost's evolutions were, or transformations were exactly the same as Frieza's.
Yeah, me too, in a way. I mean, when he went third form, and he's like, this is my final form, I was, like, more disappointed. A little less after he did transform again, but, I mean...
I was also kind of
third form. I was like, "Oh, Universe 6 sucks."
I was also kind of frustrated with it because, too, like, the design in this episode, the art in this design, this episode was just really not that good. I mean, like, it looked clean and, like, you know, if you watch it in high quality, it looks good and all. But, like, it's just that the art was just so lackluster. Like, look back at when you first see Frost talk to Goku, you're like, "What the hell?" Like, he had like a tiny little mouth and like all this stuff, like. It looks so bad, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is bad." So,
or there's one part where Goku's, I think he's fighting Frost, and he's Super Saiyan, and it sort of zooms in, and he's like, you know, this weirdly proportionate thing with the tiny head.
It's
really funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then there was one comment on the side I watched it where somebody, because you know Goku passes out at the end of the episode.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, the comment is, you know, oh, look, even Goku got tired of the animation.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Like, I mean, our whole gripe throughout this entire series has been pretty much just the art style and, you know, Goku's change of attitude, and same with Vegeta. I mean, I'm really happy that next week, so let's finish, like, the review, because we're going to keep going through what happened. So essentially, Goku and Frost fight. Goku calls out Frost. He's like, hey, give me your final form, you know, he's like, or you won't beat me. So Frost is like, okay. And then he basically goes to third form, Frieza form, and it's called the Assault form.
Clear, and he was designed with a little more of repetitive drawing in mind, as opposed to third form Frieza.
I kind
of
liked, like, the style. Like, okay, if he would have been drawn back in, like, the old days of Dragon Ball Z, Frost would have probably looked way better than Frieza.
Maybe. He looks not like... he looks like a Frieza soldier, though, at the same time.
He kind of does, it's true. Like, watching that whole fight, I was just like, Frieza is so much better than this character. Like, yeah. I don't mean in terms of design, I mean in terms of, like, power. Like, Frieza is just so much stronger. And I'm not even talking Golden Frieza.
Character-wise, he was even better, because he was coy, he was mean, he had this arrogance about him where you get Frost, and he's like, oh, I'm just a nice guy.
Yeah, Frost, like, halfway through, like, it was funny, because they're like, The episode actually did a good job of conveying, like, emotion, though, because halfway through the fight, I was kind of like, man, I kind of wish Frost wins this, right? I was like, I thought Goku was going to kind of just let Frost punch him, and you know when he, like, punched him and he, like, kind of, like, slapped off the punch and he kind of, like, got wobbly a bit?
Yeah.
I thought that he was going to, like, let him attack him again and knock him out, because I think he felt like, okay, this is pretty easy. Universe 6 is pretty weak, so... I thought maybe he was going to be like, all right, I'll throw this match so that, you know, Frost can have his people get helped by Champa, you know? But, yeah, I mean, I kind of like the way he looks. He just needs to be really, like, drawn way better.
Yeah, he Frost looks like he's missing detail.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, I mean, Goku does have points, too.
I mean, everybody does. The most detailed-looking character is, like, Champa and, like, Beerus, probably.
Even Beerus is starting to look pretty shit now.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's because they cycle through the animation companies, right, I think?
Oh, I know why it is. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's just, it sucks. I mean, I think next, okay, so anyways, yeah, so what ends up happening is Goku fights against Frost. Frost transforms to his final form, Frieza level, and he goes for this all-out attack or whatever, and he goes to punch Goku, and Goku goes Super Saiyan, and Goku just grabs Frost's punch, and he's just like, Frost literally has no chance against Goku.
Well, the funny thing is, when Goku starts falling asleep, Frost goes, oh, there's an opening, now's my chance, as in, like, he doesn't know what's going on. So there might be a theory that Goku actually did throw the fight, because Universe 6 is kind of shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, was that Goku falling asleep because he ate too much? Or, like...
Maybe?
That's what I was kind of worried about. So, okay, we'll finish this. So, basically, Goku got, like, blurred vision. He got attacked once by Frost. He hits off an attack, and then he gets hit like a blurry. He gets blurred vision, and basically, yeah, Frost takes advantage of it. He kicks Goku out of the ring. And now next week's episode is going to be Piccolo against Frost, which I think is going to be awesome.
And Piccolo's going to win for sure.
I don't know. I don't know. I think he will as well, but I don't know. Maybe we'll get to see Vegeta fight against him.
No, I think Vegeta is going to be the one who finishes the whole thing. I think this arc might actually be about Vegeta.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, like, Goku's out already. He took out. He basically was there to fight Botamo and to, you know, test Frost. I mean.
Well, I mean, no offense to Piccolo, but obviously Piccolo is not going to be the one to get to the end.
No, it's true. Wait, so who's their team again? It's Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo, and Nipples.
Oh, yeah, Nipple. I just forgot about him. I don't even know if he's going to get to fight.
I don't even think he's really that prevalent. I don't care.
He'll probably fight against Hit.
And lose, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, it's the Saiyan, right?
Hmm? No, Hit's the purple dude.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to lose to Hit.
Yeah, I mean, because I think Universe 6 is probably going to win this tournament.
And they're going to lose Earth? Yeah. Oh, no, there's going to be a race for the last Dragon Ball first.
And I can see Frieza, like, joining... Or not Frieza.
Frost. Disappoint me. I was hoping Frieza would come back.
Yeah. I know. You know the whole reason I think they remade Super, really, was just to have Frieza as, like, a main character. And, like, having Frost... Frost and Kabe will absolutely, I think, be characters that will join Goku and Vegeta.
Okay, so here's a character we've completely ignored. What about that robot guy? How do you think that's going to go?
Meccano?
I think he's going to be another quick fight.
No, I don't think he will be. I think he'll be pretty considerable. I think
Piccolo will beat Frost, the robot will beat Piccolo, and then Vegeta will beat the robot.
Yeah, that's kind of how I see it, too. Or Vegeta's just going to sweep Frost, the robot, and then he'll get to Hit, and then Hit's going to be way too much for him to handle, because he'll be, like, tired from the other fights. And then, what's his name? He's going to have to come in and fight Nipples. Monaka.
That'd be pretty cool, actually, if Gohan came in and he was like, oh, no, they only had four. It's not fair. Here's Gohan. Gohan has God form now.
I don't know if we'll see that. God, but, I mean, it's possible, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure that... Okay, what are you calling? Do you think Vegeta's going to beat... not Vegeta, sorry. Piccolo's going to beat Frost?
Yes.
I think so, too. And then I think he'll probably fight Meccano... I think, I don't know, what's the order? Is it Meccano or is it Kabe next?
I actually have no idea.
Okay, I think it's Kabe next. So he'll fight Kabe, he'll probably lose to Kabe, because he'll have some new crazy thing.
I'm not paying too much attention to it, because I like being surprised.
Same. I don't like to speculate too much, so.
Well, I mean, I don't mind speculation, because there's no guarantee.
Right, yeah. But it's good to get Goku out of it at the beginning, because if you have the whole thing about Goku, it just gets so like, yeah, okay. Like,
yeah.
We knew Goku would beat this whole thing. Goku could have got all the way up to Hit, no problem. Okay? Assuming, you know, they're all the same level as Frost. But the thing is, like, Goku is... I don't know, let's talk about what happened to him. Do you think he was tired from eating?
I heard a theory that was really funny, because that people, like, immediately disproved. But somebody was like... Oh, that second egg Ciampa gave to Goku, like, poisoned him or something.
Oh.
And then people are like, Goku and Vegeta trained in the hyperbolic time chamber for 3 years. It can't be that.
Yeah, but it could be as soon as he goes into that, like, gravity. Maybe it was just also the strain of going Super Saiyan again for the first time. Because he hasn't gone Super Saiyan, like, since, I don't think, eh?
That would make sense, just for the fact that when the first time he went Super Saiyan, nothing happened.
Because his body probably... takes in energy differently when he's God form and when he's Super Saiyan. Maybe he's overexerting too much power in his Super Saiyan state, and because he's pretty much funneling like God ki through like Super Saiyan, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's just too much for Super Saiyan, and maybe it's just making him like really, really, really tired. It's exhausting him faster than it would be in God form.
I don't know. Super Saiyan doesn't really do that. If it was Kaioken, I could see that, but it's not.
I don't know. I mean. Do you think it could be more so like his Super Saiyan state? Do you think it's that he's, you know, he was full and he was tired? Or do you think it's that he was poisoned or some kind of shenanigans?
I think maybe it was Hit. I think Hit might have pulled something.
It's, you know, I never even thought about that. That's completely possible. Or maybe maybe Frost did something, but, you know, he's you know, just pretending he's a really good guy.
It might be Frost, because he mentioned, he's like, oh, you know, if I transform in this state, I stay in my third form because I can't control my fourth form.
Right.
It's just the fact that he was like, oh, there's an opening now, my chance, made me sort of doubt it. Because if it really was his ability, he would have been like, ah, it's working. Take this, Goku.
Yeah, but he's too nice of a guy, right? And he wouldn't want to be an asshole about it. He would do it subtly. Like, remember, he's like, this is my final form. And he was like, and he said that about the third form. And then he went fourth form, like, you know, 2-3 minutes after. And you're like, okay.
And then he didn't even do the Frieza pose. Like,
yeah, exactly. The new Frieza pose, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that was interesting. So, anyways, what do you think of the episode? What would you rate it?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, man, probably like a 7.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for the bad animation, I would have given it a lot higher.
It was a good... No, it's not that. It's the fact that it was a good episode, but the fact that it had so many things that just made me doubt this, even like this tournament. Like, how do you screw up a tournament?
Yeah,
it's got me on doubts now, so I'm like,
I feel like they're jobbing it. I feel like Toei Animation is really jobbing Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
I feel like they're really just like, okay, we'll give them the fights, we'll bring back Frieza, kind of, you know, oh, new super transformations, you know, like, it's just, like, Jeff and I watched GT on Sunday.
Just waiting for this to come up.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah,
so far, GT's been actually more interesting than Super.
So, yeah, like, I haven't watched GT since, oh, God, I don't know.
Since it was on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I bought the stupid... I have all the orange bricks, and then I have the GT, like, yellowish-greenish brick there. So I brought it over to Jeff's place and watched it. But it's not bad. I mean, especially the first episode, I'm like, man, like, it gets right into it, and fucking Red Shenron's cool as shit.
I'm loving the Chrono Trigger style to the whole thing.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to bring that up. Like, we were watching it, and when he's fighting, what's the guy's name?
The Zora guy with the red coat.
Oh, what's his name? It's like...
Who cares? He doesn't come back.
Krieg or Krieko or whatever. Anyways.
It's Don Krieg.
Yeah, Don Krieg. He's like that weird, like, you guys know what we're talking about. He's the first guy that...
Zora from Zelda 64.
Yeah, he's the guy with, like, the masked hood on him and stuff like that, like the red hair. Anyways, so... We were watching that. I was like, man, like, if you watch it again, just the style, it's so reminiscent of, like, of Chrono Trigger. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, the color palette, just the old style, like, look, and, like, even, like, the adventure they're on, it's like, wow, like, you could literally take out Goku, Trunks, and Pan, and it could be Chrono Trigger, because they're searching... What? You know,
and
what I mean?
It's so similar because of, like, the different locales they go to when they travel time in Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're at a different planet every time. So it feels even more related like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, granted, it is boring. Like, I mean, there's a lot of really stupid parts.
I blame Future Trunks. If they had Vegeta instead of Future Trunks, it'd be so much better.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. It's like, they brought Pan. We understand why they brought certain characters. Like, Goku is main character. Pan... Okay, she's the new, you know, like, they want to make a new story about, like, a new character, fine.
Too bad they dropped that.
But the thing is, like, Vegeta could have been there as well, okay? Or Majuu would have been good.
Yeah, Uu would have been perfect, considering he was introduced in the beginning, and then he just, you know, disappears.
Yeah, I think, like, he fights the Golden Uzuru later on or something, and then he gets his ass handed to him, and then he just kind of, like, I think he kind of just, like, disappears after that.
No, what happens is Boo fuses with Oob to become Majuub. I think it's Majuub.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay, so he's
Oob
now.
He gets really tough, and then he disappears.
Yeah, that's right. He's Oob now, then Boo transforms with him. Right, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, he's gone. And I mean, like, Majuub would have been a great character, man. Like, they really need some diversity in terms of, like, characters. Uub was a cool-looking character. Uub, you know, I mean, that was cool.
But I'll still give it to him. Gogeta is still the best way to end the series.
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, we're going to go and we're going to keep watching GT. I don't know how long it's going to take us. We're going to take our dear sweet time. I mean, we were watching it on Sunday. I wasn't even, like, really watching it. I was watching, like... bits and pieces, but there was a lot of, like, talking and, like, that Bon Para Para garbage, and
No, we haven't hit that part yet.
Whatever, you know what I'm
saying.
We
can skip that part when we reach.
I'm saying that I was saying that basically there's like a lot of similarities in that and like what we were watching. Just a lot. And also Gil is really annoying.
He's not as annoying as I remember him to be.
Yeah. He's alright. I mean, but it's just, I don't know. There's too much talking in GT. That was the main problem with GT. Too much talking. Not enough
action.
Too
much talking, too much Goku, not enough other character development. Like, Trunks has done nothing.
I don't even know what he's there for. Literally, like, I'm watching and I'm like, has Trunks even done anything up to this point?
Well, here's the thing. Going back to that Zora guy, literally, Pan or Trunks could have beat him. Goku went Super Saiyan 1, and he beat him.
Let me look up
his name. Either one of them could have done it.
Yeah, no, it's just really, really weird. I don't know, man. Like, you'd think that Trunks would actually have some kind of a purpose because he tags along and he goes, you know. But no, apparently he's just like, hey, whatever. Right. So I'm getting GT stuff. Oh, great. This is all in alphabetical order. That's not going to help.
Only Goku knows how to fight.
Yeah. Well, it is cool that he gets to go. When he goes Super Saiyan 4, that's really cool how he gets, like, his main body back.
That is really cool.
I can't seem to find it. I'll check here, and then that's that.
No, I'm still really disappointed Pan didn't go Super Saiyan. That's my one biggest gripe with the entire GT.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, what's the point, right? Holy shit, dude. There are real... Okay. Oceanus Shenron? Dude, that looks like something from, like, Lunar.
I've never played.
It is crazy. Yeah, dude, this series is essentially Chrono Trigger.
Actually, the real question is, why hasn't Akira Toriyama done art for more games?
He has. He's done a lot of art.
Really? All I know is the Dragon Quest series and Blue Dragon.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger.
And Chrono Trigger?
Yeah.
And that's all I know. Like, he should do more.
He did Soul Blade, which was like... was it Soul Blade? Let me double check that. Yeah, he did Soul Blade as well.
What is Soul Blade?
It's like Soul Calibur for like the PlayStation. It came out when it came out 1995.
Oh, so it was a fighting game?
Yeah, made by Namco. So essentially, it was prior to Soul Calibur.
Oh.
Soul Calibur 1, when did that come out? Probably like 98.
It's arcade, probably like 96.
So yeah, I mean like yeah, 1998. So this was like a precursor to Soul Calibur. So, yeah, I mean, so, but yeah, anyways, like, GT's pretty good. The art is amazing compared to Super. It's beautiful.
Oh, for sure.
It's, I actually think it looks better than Z.
I like Z. Z has a bit more style, but I totally understand what you're getting at.
Like, I don't know what it is. It's just, like, this really old school kind of, like, all hand-drawn cell animation, all, like, it's kind of got, like, this, like, sepia tone kind of like look to it, and it's kind of got like a bit of like a film grain, like tiny little, like, I don't know, when I think of it, I just think it looks really good. Like, it's grainy, but it's grainy in a good way, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, it's definitely really nice looking.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, stay tuned for our opinions about GT as we watch more and more. You know us, we're just gonna keep saying, oh yeah, it's really good, and it's like, this thing's fucking shit.
It's just all of a sudden we're gonna hit that one episode where we're like, GT is terrible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, you know, we'll say that, but, you know, these are the true reactions.
If we watch the movie, what is it, like, Kid Goku movie?
Oh, yeah, what is that one called? Like, Path to Power or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, well, last week we got I won't say the person's name or anything, but we got an email last week from someone who listens to the podcast. Thanks for sending that out to us. That was really, really cool. We really appreciate that. If you guys want to send us more, let us know what you'd like to, you know, hear. Like, if you want to hear, like, to do another top 10 or anything like that. I know we keep saying we're going to do it. We are. Eventually.
Yeah, we'll actually start recording in the same room again soon.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, like, we were saying before, another excuse, here we go, always excuses. Ottawa's being hit by like multiple snowstorms. We got hit again last night and last week.
It wasn't that bad though.
No, it wasn't, but it's still kind of crazy. So, but yeah, I mean, like, Jeff works a rotating schedule, so every second week it's easier to hang out for us and like do stuff. This week it's not as easy. So you know, when he has the time, we definitely look forward to it. But he's got his mind on other things as well. And, you know, we kind of have, like, stuff that kind of takes precedence. But we want to hear what you guys really... If you give us a topic for a top 10 or anything, you know, we'll definitely consider it.
Do our work for us.
Yeah! Record your voices... Say your name is Andrew and Jeff, and then we'll upload the podcast. No, we won't.
No.
But,
yeah. Well, I mean, we'll just copy down your entire script. Re-say it.
Yeah. And make a lot of spelling mistakes and issues like that. Because, yeah. I don't know. Anyways. Yeah, so that was episode 12.
Detailing. I thought it was episode 32 or 33.
You know, we do that. Like,
I forgot you were talking about the
podcast. We've done that like 3 weeks in a row now, where I'm just like, this is episode 12, and I'll be like, wait, no, it's episode 32. And I was like, wait. So, yeah, no, so this week was episode 12.
I'm pretty sure we've been doing that since episode 3.
Yeah, probably. So, dude, I can't believe it's only been 12 episodes we've made.
It's gross. We need to make more.
I know. I'm just like, dude, we started this in what, January?
I mean, last month. That's not bad.
Beginning of. Dude, it's March. It's March 2nd.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah. So it's been about...
behind the scenes, Kyle. There you go.
Yeah, dude, it's been 2 months. So we've done like six episodes a month, which, I mean, it's not bad, but...
No, we need to do more.
Yeah, I'd like to preferably do about like eight to ten a month.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Start doing, like, a really big podcast every week, like one of those two-hour ones or one-hour ones.
Yeah, I mean, we're also thinking of changing things up a bit. I'd like to do something like the side-scrollers on Screw Attack. Like, I really enjoy their podcast. If you guys haven't seen it, this is not, like, we're not fucking advertising for them, but if you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. They're really good. It's just a fun kind of, like, 45-minute podcast that you can either download or watch on YouTube. And it's really fun. It's really like just...
I'm not going to go on a big spiel, but I'm just going to say they used to be better and leave it at that.
Well, everybody used to be better.
It's true.
Speaking of something completely random, because we just went on the topic of like YouTube personalities, not a big fan of PewDiePie. I mean, I used to hate him. No, I really don't care. He's decent now. But my girlfriend showed me this thing of PewDiePie reacting to his haters. If you guys haven't seen it, and if you haven't seen it, Jeff, I would highly suggest you watch it. It's actually really funny.
I've heard of, like, what it is, and he just doesn't care.
There's, like, this little German kid who just keeps going up and is like, I fucking hate PewDiePie. PewDiePie should die. Fuck the PewDiePie.
He's responding to, like, the video comments?
Yeah, yeah, it's actually great. I watched it last night, and I was like, this is actually hilarious.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, because Felix is pretty smart, and he strikes me as somebody with, like, a little bit of charisma, so it's probably pretty funny.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, I used to think he was such a, like, you know, everybody said the same thing, oh, he's doing it for the money. And you know what, if he is, whatever. I mean,
he used to be, like, I used to watch him.
Yeah.
Because he used to be really good. Like, that's kind of where, like, this is a bit of a tangent, but when, you know, Let's Plays first started, it was just cool, like, chill people hanging out. And they would do the occasional horror game where they actually scared, and they'd actually get scared, and it was great.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they started pandering to the 12-year-olds who were like, oh, you guys scared us, so funny! And you know, they wouldn't watch the other videos where it's just some chill dude talking, and you're like, oh man, it's interesting, right?
I mean, I think it's cool that he's using his fame for other things. Like, I think he did a kind of, like, React video because they're so popular right now. Like, everybody's doing the React videos. And I mean,
especially with like that controversy too.
Oh man, yeah. But I mean, look, he's already number one. I mean, he's number one on YouTube, and like, if you hate him, you don't hate him, whatever. I mean, it's just like he's already gotten so popular. Like your hatred.
It's not like he's the problem. Stupid rabid fans are the problem.
It's the YouTube algorithm, and it's, you know, it's like they put him there. He has to be who he is, and I don't know. I don't know. Anyways,
you just say, nah, screw it and quit.
I honestly suggest you guys watch it. It's funny. It's not cringy like most of the other YouTube Let's Players out there. That's all I'm going to say. So, I mean, hey, if you're going to watch a YouTuber nowadays, honestly, I used to think he was bad. I'd probably watch PewDiePie now.
I wouldn't watch him now. He's like, his actual stuff is terrible now.
He's more relaxed. He's more like... Does he scream and yell as much as he used to?
I don't know. I don't watch it. Well,
see, neither. I've never watched one of his things other than.
What do you mean when he used to? I started before he started.
Well, like, remember he used to just pretty much just, from what I remember from people saying, he would just scream into a microphone. That was literally like, wow, why are you getting paid to this? I stopped at that.
Yeah. But I had watched it before he started doing that, when he was just like a chill dude playing games. Like him and Markiplier, like Markiplier's in his yelly phase now, and he's terrible.
Oh, God.
But Markiplier, when he first started, he used to be really cool.
Yo, Jeff, got a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think of Leafy?
Don't get me started on that. He's only the worst thing on YouTube.
Oh, my God, dude. No, I don't know. That's Jacksepticeye. I hate that guy.
No. Sean watches both. Yeah. Jacksepticeye is 1,000 times better than Leafy.
Really?
Yes. Hands down, Leafy is the worst thing I've ever heard next to, I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, I went to Just Place last week and we were watching. He's like, yo, you gotta see this guy, he's fucking terrible. And I was like, okay. Puts it on, I was like, yeah, I don't know how, this guy's got like 300,000 views. And I was like, why are you people watching this shit? You know what I mean?
Look, it's so stupid. No, I know, that voice is 1,000 times like, better than him. I can't do it.
Like, I get if we get like 10 listeners a week. Apparently, according to our podcast thing, we're getting like 25, 30. Woohoo, that's awesome. You know what I mean?
I like to think it's my neighbors because I speak really loud when we record this. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Stupid neighbors listening. I'm going to listen to what he's doing.
Exactly. I mean, who knows? But, you know, I'm happy with that. But like 300,000 people are watching this fucking idiot. Like, really?
Well, yeah, because it's all 12-year-olds who are like, oh, look at this guy, he's so edgy, when it's some, like, douchebag who's trying to act cool and say funny things, and it's just terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Just cringy, dude. Super cringy.
He's beyond cringy. He's, like, the ultimate cringe.
Oh, man.
He's the worst.
Yeah, no, YouTube.
He has everything wrong with, like, this generation, the prior generation, and the next generation. Like, he is,
I watched 2 minutes of it, not even. So I mean, I can't really give too much of an opinion on him. You guys have to trust Jeff. He's got a pretty good judge.
I've only seen like, you know. Oh, sorry, I've only heard like 10 minutes tops, but it was like the worst 10 minutes of my life.
Does Sean watch him like all the time?
No, I told him he's being evicted because he watches him. I'm like, shit! Get out of my house.
I wouldn't blame you, dude. Absolutely.
I know. I told him, and then I looked at him, I'm like, no, I'm only joking, and I'm like, no, it's still grounds to be evicted.
Oh, man, you know what we should totally plug right now? Even though it's completely hilarious. So, in the summer, Jeff used to live in Newfoundland, and he moved back this summer. When he moved back, we started a YouTube gaming channel, and it was just for fun.
Why are we plugging our channel?
Because it's going to be fucking hilarious. I want people to see it. I want people to, like, actually, like, I don't know. I think it'll be fun. Dude, we have 100 views on like our best video. If people check it out, great. If they don't, well, whatever. It's funny.
Actually, it's funny because I was talking to Sean about that earlier.
Yeah.
And he brought up our channel, and I said, I realized that if it wasn't for the fact that we lost Star Fox, we probably would have kept going.
Yeah, that's true. Star Fox was.
Star Fox.
That was our best episode.
Those were like one of our. Those were like our best. And we just finished the game, and it just disappeared.
Oh man, like, Star Fox was so good. You know, like, I think this summer we'll keep going into it. We'll do it again because
I don't really care. I don't really care anymore about that.
What, like the gaming channel?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the podcast, I feel, has really helped kind of like, you know, make it easy for us to talk on camera or on microphone, whatever. So, I don't know, like, it was fun, just like, even if it's just for us, dude, like, you know, it's fun.
Well, it's funny because I think, I don't know if I brought this up on the podcast or I was just talking to you, but I was like, oh, maybe we'll just, you know, put video game footage in the background and talk over it.
Yeah.
And then I realized that's what Leafy does and I'd rather kill myself.
Dude, everybody does that now, though.
Yeah, but there's, I'd rather
kill. There's a lot of people, like, if you guys ever watch YouTube stuff, like, I have nothing against these YouTubers that talk about Dragon Ball Z stuff, but there's a couple of them that'll put, like, Xenoverse clips in the background. And, like, yeah, you know, that's cool. Like,
no, that's different. What Leafy does is he has this video game footage in the background, and it's garbage. And it's just him talking about random stuff, and he's garbage.
Dude, it's like Review Tech USA. He does the same thing.
I'm except sorry, he's like 40 years old. Fans, I'm sure most of you are good people. But, I don't know. This, there's something about him that just rubs me the wrong way.
I think we really need to start expanding this podcast into different segments. The first segment will be
First
segment will be about Dragon Ball, and then it'll be about shit we've done in the week, and then it'll be like a rant on what we hate because we are the original haters. And then we'll just...
Well, if we're plugging channels, I'd like to plug I Hate Everything. I think he's funny, because he's one of the guys who hates everything.
No.
With a sarcastic tone, and he doesn't get angry. Like, he doesn't yell.
No, if we gotta plug...
It's so refreshing to see a YouTube channel where they get angry and they complain, but they don't yell.
No, if we gotta plug one person, man, you know who it's gonna be.
Bill Burr.
No, fuck that. What are you talking about?
Bill Burr's great.
What are you talking about, mate?
What?
What are you talking about, mate? Come on, man. You know who I'm talking about. You know who we got to plug.
I don't, but when you say it, I'm probably going to kick myself.
Yeah, dude, grade A.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen, there's this new guy. His name is Grade A under A.
Considering how rapidly popular he's getting, I'm pretty sure they have.
Man, like, it's crazy. When Jeff showed him to me, he was at 200,000 subscribers. And I subscribed to him, and I think it's been like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. He's at like 1.5 million now. It's a crazy. And he's
actually, if we're gonna plug anything, I want to plug that other channel I showed you. It's like Kyrgyzstan.
Oh, Kyrgyzstan.
In a nutshell.
That's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
That's an amazing channel. They just released a new video actually on
why the
war on drugs doesn't work.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, it was really good.
Channel is boss, man.
Yeah, man. You guys have to actually watch that. It's really good. How do you spell it?
Was it Kyrgyzst? Nor is it G-E-S-G-A-T-R. I'm not sure.
Hold on, let me
just
look.
In a nutshell, if you look up In a Nutshell in YouTube, it'll be like the first hit.
Okay, it's called... Fuck. Man, it's hard to like... Okay, it's K-U-R-Z-G-E-S-A-G-T. Really good. It's all done in like... all the graphics are done in like Adobe Illustrator. And they're all animated, and it's really good. It's about like science and like... Just really thought-provoking stuff.
I'm actually thinking of contributing to their Patreon and trying to get them to do an episode on the concept of time, because you only think of it as a concept, and I want you to actually try and get it as like the physical thing that it is.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, guys, check out that channel. Like, honestly, out of all of them, check out Grade A Under A. Check out, if I can say this properly again, whatever. Kyrgyzstan.
In a nutshell, it'll be like the first one that pops up on the drop-down list.
Yeah, and we didn't even get to mention our channel name. So if you guys want to check out what we worked on over the summer, it's called Game Goo, all one word. Yeah, let us know what you think about it. If you think we should keep going. We have a couple things. We have Smash Bros. Up there, Turtles in Time. We played
NBA Jam.
And, oh, man, watch our NBA Jam. That was really fun. And what else we have?
Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah, Jurassic Park was so bad. That was so bad. We had Kirby, Mario RPG.
And we had Donkey Kong Country 2, and then it erased.
No, we had it. I just never uploaded it because, like, at that point, it was just like, yeah, we just stopped.
So, oh, you never uploaded it?
No, I didn't. Oh. And there was Dragon Ball Z Supersonic War, or not Supersonic Warriors, Hyper Dimension.
I better mention there was some Budokai 3. I don't know if he actually uploaded that or not.
Watch Jeff kick my ass with Gohan. That was fun. yeah, we did Budokai 3. I didn't ever actually upload it, sadly. And there was one more. Power Rangers. Power Rangers was fun. We beat Power Rangers.
Well, if you want to get into Dragon Ball Z games again, I gotta say, I mean, we'll probably do a different podcast on it later on.
Why don't we make our gaming channel, or why don't we make our KyoCast page, which is now on YouTube with one video, guys. Woo, woo!
Wow!
I know, I've only uploaded the first episode. I'm so diligent. We can put our gaming stuff up on that, too, just about Dragon Ball Z. I mean, why? Why not?
Because I don't want to be Team Four Star.
We're not going to voice over shit like they do.
And talk, well, no, like, they have a gaming channel, too, although they play as their characters.
Okay, we're never going to be like Team 4-Star because, for one, they're talented.
Oh!
Well, we are not. We just spout random whatever.
There's a plug. If you're listening to this podcast about Dragon Ball Z, well, it's supposed to be about Dragon Ball Z, and you haven't seen Team 4-Star?
They've all seen Team 4-Star, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't think anybody has not seen Team 4-Star.
That one person out there, go watch it. It's one of the greatest parodies ever made.
And if you guys are looking for a real podcast that has real merit, I mean, we'll get there eventually.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, and the week after, and the week after. I mean, we'll get there eventually, but
absolutely. Jeff and Andrew, KyoCast 2000 forever.
Yeah, honestly, check out Dyson Chewy X's podcast. Really good. I mean, they're...
I've never actually checked it out.
I love it. It's really good. Like, I don't watch it. I don't listen to it all the time, but it's good. It's really fun. And yeah, I've been listening to it for 5 years now, and I'll catch up to it every once in a while. But yeah, guys, if you really like it, which I'm sure you've already seen, go check it out. It's really good. So yeah, look at all that friggin' free promotion we give to our 30 listeners. Man.
Soon to be like 5, because they're gonna be like, well, these guys are being fucking paid. Fuck
dude, this. Where's our Audible.com partnership? I mean, oh, come on,
it's coming. You there know, you go. 5 more subscribers. There you go.
I know. Apparently, Sean almost got a partnership deal for his like.
I'm pretty sure it's a scam.
Probably, but yeah. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed our Dragon Ball Z review and our rant.
Our sort of Dragon Ball Z podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we made up for our. Our lack of videos with some extra rants, so I hope that suffices for at least a few more days. So
yeah, nothing like super opinionated stuff.
Yeah, hey, why not, right? Nobody else. Yeah. We can't hear anybody else say you can't do this. So,
well, no, that's kind of where media is going now. Like you go on YouTube and everybody hates everything now. Like yeah, that's the thing. It's not like you know where James AVGN or James Rolfe started. You know the big like you go on there and you just get angry and you swear and it's funny. Like, now it's everybody's calling everybody out for sucking.
It's so funny that I Hate Everything took this long to become an actual channel name.
It sucks, because I was, like, that could have been my channel. Yeah, like, dude, 3 years ago.
Yeah, you are the most angry person about things.
Yeah, like...
You know, dude, I got a channel name for us. We Hate Everything.
Clever, genius.
Let's there do it. So, all right, guys, we'll see you in the next podcast episode, which will hopefully be some kind of... other related one, but not likely. It'll probably still be an episode review.
Don't worry, we're probably going to start segmenting this now and just writing down ideas. Like, even while we're talking, we can write them down so we don't just have to get them out right away.
Yeah, but I told Jeff by episode 50, which is still, you know, quite a while away, I really want to turn this podcast into something more serious. You know, we started this in January. We're like, yeah, you know, we'll see how it goes. And we've been doing it consistently now for... about 2 months, so we are pretty serious about it, so...
And I know people are liking it, and they're yeah. Not my mom, because I haven't told her about it.
You told your mom?
No, I didn't. That's how I know that the people like it, like, are not related to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we really appreciate that, whoever you are that sent that email. I don't want to say
anything. And all our listeners. All yeah. Our listeners are great.
Yeah,
except
like...
the ones that aren't.
Like, it honestly, it makes us so happy. I know it's just two guys talking about whatever, but... it's cool that you guys are listening. We really appreciate that. So, yeah.
I think our next podcast should be GT related, because I'm actually starting to dig GT.
Yeah, I thought you said Chi-Chi. I was like, what? But yeah, GT related would be great. So, what we should do is we should watch...
my waifu.
We'll watch episode 1 of GT again, and then we can start doing a little segment on that alongside...
GT's a little long. I think we should do arcs. GT arcs.
Dude, GT's like 54 episodes.
It was like super longer than that. I thought
no.
It was like
200. No, dude. So every week we could just kind of like talk about a new episode. I mean, we're not really going to go through GT that fast, to be honest. Like,
oh, no.
So, anyways. Yeah, guys. So thanks for listening in, and we will talk to you next time.